Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Articles, archives, Brain Trust members, knowledge base is there, askjim.biz, the blog, Small Business Minute, Motivational Minute. You got 15 minutes anywhere in between. We got something that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog, as I said. And also, don't forget to take our poll question. We have a different question on the homepage. The question this week is about networking. We'd like to know what is your networking activity? And as you know, we always report back to you on how the poll went. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She's our good friend, an original member of our Brain Trust. She's already been with us 12 and a half years as a founding member of our Brain Trust. Can't do without her. She's the president of the Galen Institute. We're talking about healthcare, specifically the healthcare bill. And Grace Marie, as everybody knows, as we get it within a couple of weeks or so of the election, of the November 2nd election, I should say, it's appearing more and more, and in fact the tide is rising in favor of the Republicans and not in favor to the disadvantage of the Democrats. How much do you attribute the passage of this healthcare bill that we've been talking about, how much do you attribute that to this tide that's growing against the Democrats?
It is a huge, huge issue on the campaign trail. And you know that when you start to see the incredible number of ads that are holding the Democrats to their feet to the fire for voting for the health overhaul law. And it is, in fact, the Democrats who were wavering, you know, I'm not sure if I'm going to vote for it, who did vote for it, who are the ones who are in most in jeopardy in their seats. This is unprecedented. I mean, I've been engaged in watching the political process now for almost 40 years, and I have never seen Congress pass legislation that, especially something so sweeping, with such strong voter opposition, and to do it over the will of the American people. And to think in a democracy they're going to get away with that. Even Bill Clinton said the other day, he said, well, I was wrong. I thought people would learn to like this and that they would reward vote. Excuse me, which part of it were they supposed to like? Right. Is it the $500 billion in new taxes? Is it the $500 billion in cuts to Medicare? Is it lower-income seniors losing the health plans they like, the Medicare Advantage plans? Is it employees whose job-based health insurance is threatened? Is it the fact that health costs are rising?
Is it not one thing holding back trial lawyers? Not one little word about tort reform.
And people are angry about that, too.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I'll tell you something else about small business owners. You know, you mentioned a lot of numbers, a lot of specific numbers, and I know that those are all true, but for small business owners, it's not the numbers we know that frighten us, it's the numbers we don't know.
Oh, they are just I spoke to the Association of Washington Business, which is basically the Chamber of Commerce for Washington State, a couple of weeks ago out in near the Canadian border, and it was in Blaine, Washington, and they were apoplectic. And one member stood up in the back of the room during the Q&A, and he said, just tell me how much it's going to cost me. And I said, that is just not knowable, because so many regulations have to be written by these bureaucrats to tell you what kind of health insurance you have to provide. What does it have to cover? I said, we just don't know. But the estimates are it's going to cost $20,000 for a family for coverage.
This is the part that a lot of people, the average person walking around on Main Street, doesn't get, because it's not that they can't get it. It's just that they don't think about it that much, because it's not put in front of them like we're talking about it right now that much. And that is that passing the law is one thing, But the people who promulgate those laws, the people who make those laws into actual things that you and I, that hit us between the eyes, that hit our pocketbook, that hit our paychecks, that hit our business bottom lines, those things are designed and developed and written by bureaucrats who are not elected and are not beholden to anybody. And nobody, has anybody ever fired a bureaucrat?
No, hardly.
Am I right about that?
And
Chris
the worst
Marie?
Part is that they're in such a rush to get these regulations out that they're passing something called interim final regulations, which doesn't even allow for any public comment. They just say, here it is. And the one thing they did that is particularly bad for small business are these grandfathering rules. Remember the president said, oh, don't worry, if you've got your health insurance, you'll be able to keep it?
Yeah.
Well, not if you have job-based coverage, because mm-hmm. the bureaucrats wrote the regulation made it almost impossible for the majority of businesses, especially small businesses.
Well, tell that to McDonald's employees.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell us
had
about
to get
that
a
quickly.
Waiver.
That McDonald's, and what was the other company that did it?
There were 30 other companies. I've heard actually that now there are up to 150 waivers.
Tell us what they did.
Just for this one provision. Well, McDonald's has sort of what I call starter health insurance. They call them mini meds. They have a pretty low ceiling, $2,000, $10,000 a year in coverage costs. But employees love them. They cost maybe $14 a month for people to get some kind of access to physicians. Well, those weren't going to be legal.
Amazing.
A million people and were going to lose their health insurance coverage if they didn't let the mini meds be legal.
Yeah.
And so, of course, they had to get a waiver because 3 weeks before an election, do you think they want to have newspaper stories of a million people?
You know, to me, Grace Marie, that McDonald's and the other companies too. McDonald's was the first one. The reason I bringing them up, that's a perfect example of how the marketplace knew better, the government doesn't, and now we've got a nightmare, and the little people are squeezed.
That's
the little
right.
people are harmed, and as small business owners, you and I are the little people in this scenario too. We're going to get squeezed if something isn't done, and that might happen. And when we come back after these messages, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, and I are going to talk about what are the possibilities of overturning this thing, repealing it, or at least refining it. Stay with us. And you ain't
had it. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.